From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, as the devastating ice melt in the Arctic impacts fragile ecosystems, it's also opening up new possibilities for commerce.
But first, to that report on climate change that was released today in Japan, which focuses mainly on the devastating part of that equation. It warns that increased warming of the planet raises the likelihood of severe, pervasive, and irreversible impacts. Here's Rajendra Pachauri, the chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, speaking today.
Why should the world pay attention to this report? Well, we have assessed impacts as they are happening, and impacts on natural and human systems on all continents and oceans. And I would like to emphasize that in view of these impacts and those that we have projected for the future, nobody on this planet is going to be untouched.
Well, for more on the report, we're joined by Gary Yeo. He's a professor of economics and environmental studies at Wesleyan University and a co-author of the report. He's with us on the line now. Gary, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, when we hear him say that nobody on this planet is going to be untouched, what does he mean by that?
He means that we have already detected and to a large degree attributed impacts on every corner of the globe, with possibly the exception of Antarctica, of a changing climate, and that most of that changing climate can be attributed back to human influence on the climate system.
And how is that different from what we've heard in these reports in the past? Because it does seem like just about every year, scientists come out and say exactly the same thing.
That's a great question. And in fact, Congressman Barton from Texas is frequently saying, every time there's an assessment, they're saying the same old thing. And so one answer is, yeah, that's exactly the point. It's just getting stronger. But the other point is that this report has a larger global coverage. And secondly, on the basis of a conclusion from the fourth assessment report, they are expressing their conclusions in terms of risk and not just impacts. And risk is likelihood times consequence. And so while up until the fourth assessment report, many people thought the IPCC was being way too conservative. By unanimous agreement, word for word, from the countries of the plenary of the IPCC in the fourth assessment report, they said, next time out, we want to hear about risk. And so there is reporting of conclusions about what we've detected and what we can project into the future that are not quite as high confidence as before, but they are reported because the potential consequences could be really severe for the planet, or at least for the localities, the regions, the countries that will experience them.
Well, let's just talk briefly about that, about what we might see. We've seen the big storms that happen now with more frequency. We saw Sandy on the East Coast. We saw the typhoon in the Philippines. But what are the first places that you would look to that may be affected permanently, not by a storm surge, but by a rising ocean that doesn't retreat?
Well, and one of the things that I just heard on your show had to do with the Arctic, and that's pretty irreversible. There are some benefits to some of the countries, but we've already committed ourselves to those, and those countries have to worry about the downstream impacts with respect to agriculture and things like that. The other thing is that places like New York City don't just have to worry about big hurricanes that will make landfall.
Yeah.
Manifestation of a regular nor'easter, given a little bit of sea level rise in terms of inundation and storm surge, depending on smart or stupid decisions that humans make, but also whether it shows up during a full moon and high tide,
right,
could be really, really much larger than the past.
So, well, Gary, I think we're going to have to leave it there for now, but thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, sure.